we've heard enough of the discussion to feel that anything I might have to say is rather futile.
That was Coburg resident Jennifer Darrell reacting to information that she nor council had many options in opposing a strong Mayor Powers decision by Coburg Mayor Lucas Cleveland to completely restructure the town's planning and development department and appoint a person who has no education in planning to lead that department. Chris Challenger, who was the office manager to Chief Administrative Officer Tracy Vaughn, was appointed August 15th with a probation period of 6 to 12 months. In defending his decision, Cleveland said that he consulted internally with bureaucrats and other high-level officials in the town hall before making the decision, adding that speeding up development is paramount for Coburg. Yet he admitted he wanted to bypass council.
I'm not worried about the professionals in our field, nor am I worried about their skills or their abilities. What I've done is I've basically, with the mayor direct, I've done what wasn't possible previously without a full council buy-in. An organization like this would require the entire majority of council to agree that this change is worth trying.
For approximately 45 minutes Monday night, several councillors expressed frustration with Cleveland's decision, not only questioning the best hiring practices, but the financial impacts to the town for essentially creating a new development department and staffing it. Deputy Mayor Nicole Beattie was concerned that a staff report on the cost was not presented to council. Cleveland said a financial study has not been conducted, but one will be done shortly as the department develops with the hiring of a deputy director. Councillor Adam Burkatt speculated Cleveland's decision will be harmful.
I think this particular directive is quite honestly more harmful than moving the department forward. I'll be honest. And I would have no issue if it was a matter of you appointing somebody that, you know, if they had credentials and they're a planner as an interim, or even appointing somebody from the internally in the department as an interim until we went through the proper scheduling or hiring of a planner.
Coburg and 169 other Ontario municipalities were granted additional powers by the provincial government May 1st. This includes appointing department heads, police and fire chiefs, and making decisions outside of council approval, which have been deemed provincial priorities. Town of Coburg solicitor John Mascarin said there is not much council can do when strong mayor powers are invoked other than monitor the financial impacts to the town. Anthony Dew of Stalwood Homes, who is also a member of the Northumberland Contracting and Builders Association, agreed with Cleveland that speed is essential to development and that integrating these departments prevents working in silos. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.